I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
First of all, I guess the meeting went down, he said, in Waco at Rule's house that, remember, he never wanted to leave because he was so happy. And then you saw me today tweet that everyone's happy until someone gives him more money to be unhappy.
Especially the kind of money that he got.
I mean,
Look, I know that this guy's a billionaire, whatever this guy's
right,
deal is.
Tepper.
I get all that. But to be fair, this guy has never been a head coach in the NFL before. I get it. He's been done unbelievable things at Temple and Baylor. Okay? And he's the hottest guy out there for 2 years now. Last year he was too, and he ended up staying. 6 years, $70 million. But for this guy, I guess it's a drop in the bucket. Who cares? He wanted to make sure he got the guy, and he gave him everything he could. Better hope it works out, I guess, or else he's just blowing, $60 or $70 million, whatever it is. I don't get the – I think it's a little too strong for somebody who's never
– Never done it.
Not only never done it, I mean, it's not like he's coming off two national championships.
But a lot of people say that he's, coached on, both sides of the ball. He's done defense, then offense. He's done it all, and he's been very successful. And I think the thing that is sketchy for me is the years that are involved
That's
in this deal.
Thing,
this guy's set for life now. He doesn't even have – if he fails and they fire him, they're going to pay him out. They had to pay $6 million to Baylor to get rid of him. That was like buying a car or something.
That's a $20 bill to Tepper. I understand it, but – that's the thing with me. Look at the track record of all the college coaches that jump to the NFL. It is more miss than it is hit. It just is. And to give that kind of commitment, why not give the guy 3 years? And if things are working out, then you could throw him six more after that. I didn't see the need for the aggressiveness to give him six or seven or 7 years, is what it is, right out of the gate. But it's Tepper's team. He's making a statement. He got the guy that he wanted. And hopefully for him, Rule does a great job down there.
What do you think, Mafia?
I think it's less of a risk than some of these other college guys you're talking about who have no experience in the NFL. Obviously, he has coached in the NFL before, not as a head coach, but he's been there. He's been around, franchises, one of the most successful in the history of the NFL franchise in the Giants. Obviously, not recently because of the last couple coaches, but they do have, two Super Bowls in his last 20 years. He's been around the NFL, so he knows what's going on, how things run. That's different than these guys who have just been there. It's not like he's coming just from Temple and Waco. He has been at the upper levels before, but still, 7 years for $62 million. I know you got to outbid the Giants because he has, that little soft spot in his heart for them, and he's from the city and everything like that, but $9 million a year almost for a guy who has not done it full-time at this level is just insane to me. I mean, you're almost to the numbers of Gruden out in Oakland or, now Las Vegas, but this guy doesn't win a Super Bowl to give him $9 million a year.
That was the only way, in my view, that they were going to keep him from interviewing with the Giants. And I agree with Paul Schwartz that the Giants and Mara was never going to give that guy 7 years and $60 million.
No, this is insane.
What does he get? 5-year deals at best, right? He's paying all these guys. McAdoo he's paying. Shermer he's paying, right? And so 5 years, what is Judge getting? Does anyone know? I bet it's 5 years. There's no way he's giving that guy 7 years.
I would say max 4.
Yeah,
max.
But I think that the thought of him being cheap for me is a little difficult to absorb. The New York Giants are like any team in New York. You have to admit, when it comes to money, they print money around here. Do they not? The professional teams, all of them. I mean, I guess not so much the, maybe the Islanders aren't giving people that kind of money, but the Nets are. They gave Kyrie Irving and KD they literally gave them the franchise, didn't they? I mean, they both got just absolutely boatloads of money. So I don't want to hear that they're cheap, but, I don't think the Jets or Giants are cheap, or the Mets or the Yankees. We know the Yankees aren't. They just gave a guy more money than God in Gerrit Cole, right? But do you believe that that the Giants are cheap?
No, I think that the Giants probably looked at it kind of like how I am in going for a guy who has never coached a football game in the NFL. To give him 7 years and $60 million is...
It is imprudent.
...is not something that they're willing to do. I don't think that... You know, I don't even think money was probably the issue, although, once again, paying a guy that much who's never done it either is tough, but the 7 years, it's a big commitment for a guy that, at the end of the day, you don't know yet. You don't know if it's going to work out or not. You never do with any of these guys. There's all these unproven guys, they never coached in the league before.
Right. So, now let me ask you this question. He's going down there with Cam Newton, still in flux, right? Do you believe that he'll be able to convince, you know, everybody that Cam Newton's the guy, or do you think he'll want some other quarterback? He's got to want Cam Newton, doesn't he?
If he's healthy. He doesn't have to convince anybody. From the sound of it, the front office wants to keep him. He wants to stay there. I mean, the fans, of course, were jumping on the Kyle Allen bandwagon at first and saying, okay, let's
get
rid
of
Cam. But, you know, at the end of that season, they said, wait, can we get Cam back? You know, he's still under contract, right? So I don't think he has to sell anybody. It's the question of, is he selling himself? Is that what he wants? Is that what he sees as the future?
I don't think. I think he'll be the quarterback. So they're set with McCaffrey. I think Cam Newton will come back. It was a Liz Frank, whatever. I think he's going to come back from that. It's not the end of the world. In my view, he's not old. He's not even close to being over the hill. I was more worried about his shoulder than I was his foot, but everybody else seems to think the foot's the real problem with him. I think next year he'll be fine. My guess is that way anyway. And that, do you believe that this guy, let's say, how long do you think it'll take him to get them back on track? Because they really imploded.
I think that if Cam Newton is healthy,
they'll be normal.
They can be win 8-9 games next year. Why not? I don't think that the team was that bad. I think that what Kyle said to you is pretty true. You know, they were in the mix. They were fighting games this year. I mean, you remember they were down on the goal line in Green Bay that one game. They were with a chance to win late in the game in the snow. You know, they played hard for a while, and then when Rivera went out, everybody just kind of laid down after that when Rivera got fired. So I think that there's talent on that football team.
What do you think, Mavi? Do you think they'll win with him, or do you think it's going to take time?
I think they could win. I think this is a team that was one of, you know, a couple of years ago, they were in the Super Bowl. Even last year, they weren't a bad team. You know, they've been around as one of the tougher teams, if not one of the better teams in that division. It's just tough when you play, you know, the Saints every year to win that division. So I think they're still one of the toughest teams in the NFC. If they can get healthy, if they can make a few moves to improve the defense, I think they could definitely get back on track with him. You know, as Bailey said, like, they could have done it with Ron Rivera. It's just that they decided, you know what, I think it's time to move on. But if they gave him another year, maybe he bounces back like Harbaugh has in Baltimore.
I will say I'm surprised that, I know that his name was hot, Rule. I know that he had that Gucci reputation glowing. Everybody wanted him, right? The Giants, et cetera, Carolina, and then they got him. I will say that
Cleveland, too.
Yeah, Cleveland.
He declined.
I mean, everyone at least wanted to talk to him, and you knew he was going to get a job. But I got to tell you, I give him all the credit in the world that he sucked $60 million out of that guy, because there's no way you can tell me that guy's worth that kind of money. There is no way on the face of the earth. Now, I'll believe it when I see it where, you know, let's say, because basically what is it, you know, I think he was saying it's somewhere around $9 million a year.
Yeah, it's somewhere around
so
that.
If he wins 10, 11 games, you know, let's say years 3, 4, 5, 6, and he wins like between 9 and 13 games in that window where he's actually winning, you know, let's say 10 to 13 games even in years, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 type thing, because it's a 7-year deal. And he actually earns the money. If he's winning 10 games in year 3 or 4, then I'll say it was worth the money. Anything under 10 wins for $60 million, he fleeced him.
Yeah, and the other thing that was allegedly a really big part of this, aside from the money, and we
right.
get it, the money was probably the biggest overlying factor, was that Tepper and the Panthers were willing to let him do this sports science program
right.
that he does at Baylor. bring it to the NFL, bring it to Carolina. So all his charts and graphs and things that he does, big analytics guy, et cetera, et cetera.
Aren't they all doing that now?
That was
McCarthy,
one of the things that he, I guess, told Tepper he wants to do and needs to be able to do there. And, you know, he said, obviously, no problem. If he's giving the guy $60 million, let him do whatever the program he wants to do.
We gave him the keys to the castle. But I just don't think he's worth that kind of money.
Basically, without even coaching an NFL game, moves into fifth place of the highest paid coaches in the NFL, I think. Because he's right under Sean Payton, who makes $9 million a year, and like more than $1 million above Andy Reid, who makes $7.5 million.
Yeah, he's, you know, that is amazing to me that some college coach that was at Temple and Baylor, excuse my French, is making $9 million now in the NFL.
Well, that's the thing.
But that's where we're at. It's 2020. This isn't, 1994.
I mean, he did great things at Temple and Baylor. I understand it. But it's not like he was winning national championships.
No.
It's just.
Right. He wasn't Lincoln Riley in the playoffs the last 2 years.
He just lost his bowl game.
He wasn't Urban Meyer with all his titles that they were talking about.
I thought he did a great job at Baylor, but they didn't. They just played a big game and lost.
Right. I don't know.
Am I wrong? Didn't they just lose their bowl game?
They did. They lost to Georgia in the Sugar Bowl.
And they got their ass beat.
Right.
So here's the deal. He not worth $9 million. I don't care what you say. John Gruden, in my opinion, isn't worth $10 million.
He should not be one of the 10 highest paid coaches in the NFL.
With what you're paying John Gruden, the results are just simply not there. I mean, the Raiders suck. That's all there is to it. They lost out. Did they not just start losing? Listen, I'll give you that they were very competitive for like, what, 6 weeks? Well, the season's 17 weeks. So he is just fleecing Davis for 10 mil. And now, you know, he's going to be living in Red Rocks in a mansion and coaching the Raiders in Vegas. He's not going anywhere. And he's just getting paid just ungodly amounts of money to not produce.
Yeah, he shouldn't be up there in that top echelon of names like, look, and Gruden, say what you want. I mean, he's getting 10 mil. He's a name. He's a name and he's coaching
the NFL.
He's
the highest paid guy in the league, but he's not.
Well, Belichick's the highest paid guy in the league. His numbers aren't out there. Belichick's the highest paid coach in the league.
He makes like 12 and a half. Carroll makes like 11.
Right, and Carroll's up there too.
All right, so Gruden's
They don't have to announce. Like they announced,
he's not worth $10 million.
He's not worth $10 million. But Matt Rhule shouldn't be in the same coaching salary discussion as John Gruden, Pete Carroll,
or Andy Reid,
Bill Belichick, or Andy Reid. You know, he shouldn't be there yet. He hasn't coached a game in the
Doug
NFL
Peterson.
Yet. Okay,
he shouldn't make more than Peterson.
You can make an argument he shouldn't make more than 25 of the guys in the league.
Do you think he should make more than Bruce Arians?
Probably not. He hasn't done it yet. But this is, you want the hot guy. You want the
next
thing.
What are they paying Shanahan?
I have no idea. I'm not sure.
Because he got a lot of money to coach the Niners. So do you think he's a better coach than Kyle Shanahan? Because he was the hottest commodity in coaching last year, 2 years ago, wasn't he?
Right, 2 years ago when he got the job.
Was he not the hottest commodity?
Yes, he absolutely was.
You're telling me that this guy is better than him.
Kyle Shanahan was coaching in the NFL.
Right. So there's no way you can tell me that some guy at Baylor is better than him.
I'm always very leery of the college coach going to the NFL.
Right.
I know he coached 1 year with the Giants 10 years ago, whatever. I'm talking about, you know, being a head coach in the National Football League.
Right.
I'm very leery of guys who haven't been OCs or DCs, or they just, they've been in college forever. The guy's been at Baylor and Temple for a long time now. I don't like taking risks like this, but this guy Tepper's got the money to, risks aren't a big deal to him with the kind of money that he has.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to the Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.